This is a Fox News alert. There has been a mass shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. That happened overnight. A masked gunman killed at least 14 people, and police are saying at least 50 others are hurt. All this during the midnight premiere of the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. The gunman reportedly setting off some kind of smoke bomb before opening fire. He is now in police custody.
Fast year 2012, July 20th, Aurora, Colorado's midnight premiere of The Dark Knight. Was a dark night filled with horror and fear. Official story is weird, let's make sure that it's clear. They said that James Holmes ended the emergency exit and started bursting his weapons, but first throwing a tear gas grenade. Dressed in all black tactical gear, a man with a gas mask appeared through the front right exit. He stepped in and started shooting every person moving. 12 people died in centuries, D to 9, 58 injured, a high heinous crime. AR-15, a Remington shotgun, 240 caliber Glocks pop, the cops come. Apprehended James without him even shooting back, but told the police that his apartment was booby.
Somebody kicked down the emergency door and then threw in some sort of a smoke bomb or tear gas, some sort of device. And when people started running, he started shooting.
There were early reports that perhaps there was a second shooter. That is now not true.
Just plain devil's advocate, something doesn't add up. The media distorted the facts, that's fact, bruh. Fucking Fox News, CBS is phony. Just take a listen to the witness's testimony.
From what we saw, he wasn't alone. He had someone with him because the second can of tear gas didn't come from his side. We can only assume that someone got him in.
Hold up, wait a minute, huh? Did you hear that? Clean out the earwax, the second can of tear gas was thrown from the opposite side of the theater. From where the shooter was, I find it funny cause at the crime scene, two gas masks were found. Ask around for the truth, I'm a bastard hound. On top of that shit, James Holmes was never seen during a movie scene or during a shooting spree.
As I was sitting down to get my seat, I noticed that a person came up to the front row, to the front right, and sat down. And as credits were going, I noticed it seemed like he got a phone call. So he went out towards the emergency exit doorway, which I thought was unusual, to take a phone call. And it seemed like he probably pried it open or probably did not let it latch all the way.
Let's dig a little deeper down the rabbit hole. The J. Holmes act alone, I don't think so. For one, to this day, we still haven't seen the camera footage of the second shooter mentioned on the police scanner.
Star Denver Cars 321, one of the shooters might be wearing a white and blue plaid shirt.
And this seems to be the same case as Sandy Hook. Too many holes in the story, it's a scandalous look. Planned by crooks to pass gun laws and take charge. James Dad, Dr. Robert Holmes, thank God. He created algorithms that detected bank fraud. Vicious snakes fixing interest rates in the States. 2 weeks before Senate hearing meant to pry, Peter Lanz and Robert were set to testify. And the LIBOR scandal, need to buy more ammo. Look it up yourself if you need to find more examples.
Within just a couple of days after the Connecticut school shooting, alternative media has blown up with reports of an eerie connection between the Connecticut shooting and the Colorado theater shooting. Alternative media claiming that the fathers of both of these shooters are actually connected in a very strange way, because both of them, the reports say, were set to testify before the Senate in the LIBOR scandal. Is it true? According to ABC News, Peter Lanza is a vice president at GE Capital and had been a partner at global accounting giant Ernst & Young. Now the hook here, again according to alternative media, is that Peter Lanza was actually scheduled to testify before the Senate in the LIBOR scandal. What is LIBOR? It's an acronym for the London Interbank Offer Rate. LIBOR, in short, is the most widely used interest rate in the world. Estimates of how much money is tied to LIBOR vary from $350 trillion, yeah, with a T, to $800 trillion. Once a day, major London banks tell Thomson Reuters the interest rate they expect to pay on a loan from another bank. Thomson Reuters drops those rates in the highest and lowest 25% and averages the 50% in the middle. And that is the LIBOR rate. So where's the scandal here? Well, it came to light in the middle part of this year and even some years ago that some banks were actually going through the process of manipulating those interest rates. In fact, some of those banks may have actually deflated or inflated those interest rates in order to give the impression that they were more creditworthy than they really were. It is a complicated story and a huge scandal because hundreds of trillions of dollars were affected by this LIBOR rate. Hundreds of trillions of dollars affected by rate manipulation by banks around the world. But again, what does this have to do with school shootings? Well, besides the claim that Peter Lanza, the father of Adam Lanza, was supposed to testify before the Senate about LIBOR, there are also claims that the father of the Colorado theater shooting was supposed to do the same thing. In that case, it was James Holmes who authorities say back in July went into a theater in Aurora, Colorado, and opened fire, killing 12 people and injuring 58 others.